This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Three alleged fixers of lotteries in Iowa have something else in common. In their spare time, they hunt for Bigfoot. More than 1 million migrants entered Europe in a record-setting year in 2015. New York Times reports that debt buyers like Encore are using the courts to sue consumers and collect debt, then preventing those same consumers from going to court to challenge the company's tactics by forcing them to arbitration. Chinese court has sentenced China's most prominent rights lawyer to a 3-year suspended sentence, ending his legal career and its continuing effort to muzzle the growing legal rights movement there. Indian lawmakers voted to lower the age for trying some teenagers as adults to 16. A worker whose career pay averaged $46,000 per year could retire this year at 65 with a Social Security benefit worth 39% of the career average. Social Security estimates that the same worker retired in 20 years in 2035 would make only 27.5% of her career average. Volkswagen has refused to bargain with the newly certified bargaining unit of skilled tradesmen who unionized with the UAW in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nurses are once again the most trusted profession in the U.S., as they have been for 17 of the last 19 years. Protesters from Black Lives Matter were barred from Minneapolis's Mall of the Americas, the largest in the country, by a judge. Sunbelt continues to push population growth. The biggest population gains by percentage were in Florida, North Dakota, Nevada, Colorado, D.C., South Carolina, Oregon, Texas, Washington, and Arizona. For the first time, there were more newcomers in Florida than California. Biggest losers were Illinois, West Virginia, Connecticut, Mississippi, Maine, Vermont, and New Mexico. RV sales are up, but people are buying smaller, cheaper models. 83% of 5-year-olds believe in Santa Claus, 63% of 7-year-olds, and 33% of 9-year-olds. Various countries now have $7.2 trillion in sovereign wealth funds. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.